Chapter 3. Famous Sights. I'm on the London tour bus again, and we're passing the famous Big Ben. A light is shining above the clock. That means the government is meeting in the Houses of Parliament next to the clock tower. Big Ben is the name of the bell inside the clock. Soon, it's time to get off the bus at Trafalgar Square. It's a sunny day, and people are sitting around the fountains with their feet in the water. Yes, it's a myth that it always rains in London. In fact, it's the driest city in Britain. Trafalgar Square is really impressive. There are four lions around a tall monument in the centre, and there's a statue of a British war hero, Lord Nelson, at the top. The National Gallery is next to the square, so I'm going to try and find my favourite painting by Monet. It's free entry to this museum. That's really cool. My next stop is Buckingham Palace, the home of the royal family. If I'm lucky, I'll get there on time to see the changing of the guard. Every 2 hours, there's a special ceremony at the palace. New guards arrive to replace the old guards outside the entrance. The tourists love this. While I'm waiting outside the palace, I'm reading about it on my app. It has 775 rooms, a post office, a cinema, a swimming pool, and a doctor's surgery. Wow! The new guards are arriving. What an impressive ceremony! Next, I want to experience the view of the city from the London Eye. On a clear day, you can see for 40 kilometres from the top of this enormous wheel. It's incredible! I can see Big Ben, Buckingham Palace, Westminster Abbey, and St Paul's Cathedral. There's also a tall glass building called the Shard.